I can the darn parents love Miss New York. Minakrook. Somebody who makes an error not to eat cabbage. Also asparagus would not be allowed to eat a variation of kruv, which is called asparagus, as asparagus is also called kruv. Min asparagus mutter bekruv. But if he makes an error not to eat asparagus, then he would be allowed to eat regular cabbage, as regular cabbage is not called asparagus. Mina grisim. Also mina mikveh. Somebody who makes an error not to eat grisim, which is ground beans, will not be allowed to eat a dish made from these ground beans. But Rabbi Yossi Matir, Rabbi Yossi says it is mutter to eat this dish, as this dish is called mikvesh or grisim, it is not called grisim stam. Min ha mikveh, mutter ba grisim. Somebody who makes an error not to eat this dish, he would be allowed to eat grisim. And this dish called mikveh is not always made from grisim, so therefore when he answered on himself the dish of mikveh, he is allowed to eat grisim. Min ha mikveh asur bashum. But when he makes the netter not to eat the mikveh, he is not allowed to eat garlic, as garlic is always put into mikveh, so therefore his intention was to answer on himself garlic. But Rabbi Yose Matir, Rabbi Yose says it is mutter for him to eat the garlic, and since he answered on himself only the mikveh, not the garlic separately. Min hashum, somebody who answered on himself from eating garlic, mutter by mikveh, he would be allowed to eat this dish of mikveh, even though it has garlic in it. Min ha'adashim, somebody who makes the netter not to eat lentils, asur ba'ashishim, he would not be allowed to eat the remnant of the lentils. That is included in the lashon adashim. V'Rabbi Yose Matir, Rabbi Yose says he would be allowed to eat the remnant. Min ha'ashishim, if he makes the netter not to eat the remnants, mutar ba'adashim, he would be allowed to eat the lentils itself. Chita chitim she'eni toan. Somebody who makes an edda that he will not taste chita chitim, aser behen ben kemach ben pas, he cannot eat wheat at all, whether it is in the form of flour or bread, as chita is referring to bread and chitim is referring to flour or to raw wheat. Gris grisin she'eni toan, aser behen ben chayin ben mibushol. Somebody who makes an edda that he will not taste grisim, he cannot eat beans at all, whether they are raw or cooked, as gris is referring to cooked beans, and grisim is referring to raw beans. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, koinem gris ochita she'eni toem, mutter lakos chayin. Rabbi Yehuda says, somebody who answers on himself like a korba from tasting beans or wheat is allowed to chew on raw beans and raw wheat, as gris is referring to cooked beans and chita is referring to bread, as we mentioned, so therefore you can eat them raw. Back on the Darn Perek Zion Mishnah Aleph, Hanoi der Minayer, somebody who makes an error not to eat vegetables, Mutter Bidiluin, is allowed to eat pumpkins, as pumpkins are not considered a vegetable. Rabbi Akiva Oysa. Rabbi Akiva says it is usur for him to eat pumpkins. Pumpkins are also considered a vegetable. Now, even though pumpkins are normally eaten only cooked, and Yerek refers normally to raw vegetables, the Gemara said that we are talking about where he made an eder that Yerek hamispashel b'gder alai, he was offering on himself also cooked vegetables. Amru lo l'Rabbi Akiva. The Chachamim said to Rabbi Akiva, v'halo oimer adam l'shlucho, kach li Yerek, v'hu oimer lo matzasi eladilu. Isn't it true that when somebody says to his shliach to buy for him a vegetable, and he finds only pumpkins, he won't buy the pumpkin right away. Instead, he'll come back and say, I only found pumpkins. Do you want me to buy pumpkins? So why didn't he buy the pumpkins himself right away? It must be because pumpkins are not included and are not called yerek. Amar lehem, Rabbi Akiva said to the Chacham, Ken Adavar, that's quite true what you're saying, and it's proof to my din. O Shema Oimer hu lo lo matzasi. Ela kinius. Does he come back and say, I only found beans? Certainly that is not included in Yerek at all, so therefore he wouldn't even have to consult with him and maybe he wants to buy beans. Ela shahadiluim bechla Yerek. Ukitniyot einam bechla Yerek. The reason for this is that pumpkins are included in the Lashon Yerek, so therefore he asks him if he wants him to buy pumpkins, but beans are not included in the Lashon Yerek, so therefore it doesn't even cross his mind to ask him whether he wants beans instead. V'asur bepuha mitri lach, umutur beyavit. Somebody who makes a netter not to eat vegetables, would not be allowed to eat this Egyptian bean while it's fresh. As while it is fresh, it is considered a vegetable, but after it's dried out, it would be mutter for him to eat it as it is no longer considered a vegetable.